Welcome to Fairborn Full Gospel Tabernacle. We are located at 2528 National Road in Fairborn, Ohio. If you don't have a home, church, we would love for you to consider making your home with us. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school at 10 a.m. and Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. Sunday night Bible study begins at 6 p.m. and Wednesday night prayer meeting starts at 6 p.m. Now it's time to enjoy a wonderful anointed message from Pastor Jimmy Haining.
Daniel chapter 12, starting with the very first verse. And at that time shall Michael, speaking of an angel here, stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. Listen to this, folks. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was, since there was a nation, speaking of the nation Israel, even to that same time, and at that time, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. For many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. That's the day we're living in right now. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, that it shall be for a time, times, and an half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, and this is our key verse, and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time, and I want you to pay attention to these last closing verses, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days, but go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your word tonight, and we'll just ask for your anointing and your blessing upon the hearts, the minds, and the ears of your children tonight, that we'll be able to receive this, your word, with meekness. We'll never fail to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, for we ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. And I want to use that for a subject tonight. Several of these scriptures bore these two words out, wisdom and understanding. Wisdom and understanding. I'm going to say it one more time. Wisdom and understanding. Now, how many knows that it's important to go to school? I didn't get very many amens on that. I would think you're all a bunch of sixth graders or something looking forward to tomorrow morning. Let me tell you something. What's the reason why school is so important, and I've learned this through the years. Sister Paula, you take someone that does not have an education, they'll rewrite the Bible. Hello? You take someone that doesn't have an education, they will try, Brother Archie, to rewrite the Word of God. If you can't understand, I'm speaking here in America, but if you can't understand plain English, if you don't know what you're reading, if you've not been properly taught in school grammar, you don't know what a comma does, You don't know what a period does. His dad would say, put a period behind it. If you don't know what an exclamation mark does, if you don't know what a conjunction does, if you don't know what a noun is, or a verb, or an adjective, it's going to be kind of hard for you to discern or try to read, let alone discern what you're reading. Now, I said all that to say this again. God has challenged his people to seek out wisdom and understanding. I've heard it said, and I can remember this when I was a child, people making this statement. Now, don't fall out with me when I say this, because I believe God can do anything. And I believe in some cases, depending on the circumstance, God can do anything. But I also believe, Brother Archie, people use this as a crutch. I've heard several people say this about different kinfolk, their family. My grandpa, bless God, didn't have an education. He couldn't read a word, but he could pick that Bible up and read it. Yes, God can do anything. And I believe that, as I said before, I'll reiterate, in some situations, when it's called for, I believe God can open up their understanding, Brother Archie. If God can speak through a mule, he can do that. But I think it's a sad day when people think that they don't have to apply themselves, Brother Archie, that their mommy called and daddy sent, they stand behind pulpits and title themselves as a preacher, and they can't even read. I know of a man in the Miami Valley that is just that, and he tries to get pastors to let him come and preach in their church, and the man can't read. And what he does is he stands in the pulpit, and he repeats what he's heard other preachers say. I'm going somewhere with this, just hold on. We are living in a challenging time right now. Very challenging. For those of you like me who like to stay abreast of the things that are going on in our Congress and in our world, for that matter, if there's ever a time that God's people need to be full of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, it's now. We're going to be faced, Brother Gene, with some things like we've never been faced with before. And the scripture right here just told us, let me just read it to you again, the last portion of that key verse. But the wicked shall do wickedly. They're doing it right now. And none of the wicked shall understand. But the what? The wise shall understand. God is challenging us to sharpen our sword of understanding. In Proverbs chapter 3, we read our memory verses there, but I'm going to go down a little farther from verses 5 and 6. In this the main portion of Proverbs, what you have here is King David instructing his son Solomon in many different things. Notice what he says in verse 13. He says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Can I tell you tonight that happiness can only come? It can only come, folks, through God's wisdom and God's understanding. True happiness and true joy can only come through God's wisdom and God's understanding. There's a lot of, quote, elite people, Brother Mike, in this world. We've got them as politicians that stand up there and they know just how to slick talk people. They know just how to make people buy their garbage they're trying to sell. And for the most part, people buy right into it, Brother Gene, because they are none the wiser. They're too busy being in tune to the world's wisdom and the world's knowledge and the world's understanding that they can't hear what God's trying to say. Verse 19 said, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, and by understanding hath he established the heavens. Does that right there tells us that by these two things, wisdom and understanding, that God made heaven and earth. God himself. A house cannot stand, rather, Sister Robin, unless it's been built upon a sure, solid foundation. Anyone in here that's worked construction, there's a few of you that do, will attest to that. Doesn't do a bit of good to get the wood out if you don't have a solid foundation. Verses 21 and 23, he says to Solomon, my son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. Through wisdom and understanding, God promises us two things right here. He promises us safety, and he promises us divine protection. Hold on, I'm going somewhere with this. I don't want to lose any of you. Just stick with me for a minute. Verses 24, 25, and 26. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear. And there's been a lot of that lately, sudden fear. Neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. We can think of Syria on that. Over 100,000 people killed. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot, listen to this now, from being taken. Our security only lies in one thing, in God's wisdom and in God's understanding. This is the only book that's tried and true. Sister Wanda made mention of it tonight. They're perverting our schools. They're changing the rules. The things we learned about, Sister Robin, when we were in elementary is not being taught anymore. They're changing history. They're trying to make it a socialist nation, but there's still a God in heaven.
Amen.
As Daniel told King Nebuchadnezzar, there is, O King, a God in heaven.
Yes.
Who knows all things. You remember the story? King Nebuchadnezzar called all them smart fellas in, the elite. You know, we could tie them to today's smart fellas. Called them all in, said, boys, I had a dream. Well, tell us the dream and we'll give you the interpretation. No, you don't understand. First, you're going to tell me what I dreamed. What? And you know how it went. None of them could do it. He was going to cut their head off, including Daniel and all of them. Someone said, hold on, there's one man in the realm that I've heard of that is keen in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. His name is Daniel. And the king summoned him. Bring him on. You know the rest of the story. Daniel told him what he dreamed by the power of God. He gave him the interpretation. But before he did that, I just love those words. King, there is a God in heaven.
Amen.
Who knows all things. Jesus told his disciples before he left them, he said, now listen, he said, some of you they're going to put in prison. Brother Mark, he said, when you go before the magistrates, don't be thinking ahead of time what you're going to say, Brother Archie. For the Holy Ghost will put in your heart what you are to say at the appropriate time. You just go in faith, believing in what God will do for you. But the only way we can go in faith, and I'm a firm believer in this tonight, church. The only way we can walk in faith, the only way we can be pleasing in the eyes of God is we've got to hide His word in our heart. We are not going to get to heaven on grandma's coattail. We're not going to get to heaven on what we heard grandpa say all of our life. The only thing that's going to see us through, King David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. The only way we can stand is to stand on the word of God. Wisdom and understanding. Wisdom and understanding allows God's people to both see and understand the things that the world, as I said before, worldly people cannot see. And I'm going to give you an example here. Daniel chapter 12, Revelation chapter 11, verse 3. I want you to go there with me. Revelation chapter 11, verse 3. Just want to read a couple more verses here. I was telling you about Daniel chapter 12, the last three verses, I believe it was, to lock that in. But first we're going to go to Revelation chapter 11, verse 3. This is, John has been given this revelation by Jesus Christ. And at this time Jesus is speaking and he's saying, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days. That simply means 1,260 days or 3.5 years, however way you want to look at it, clothed in sackcloth. I want to stop for a minute. When Enoch and Elijah come back, first of all, there are people today, Sister Wanda, that will say, I believe we're already in the Great Tribulation period. I want to ask a question. Did you guys see what I said on the news last night? Did you see Enoch and Elijah, what they were doing last night on? Anybody see that? I didn't either. My point is this. Until them fellas come on the scene, it hasn't started yet. The Bible says that these two witnesses are going to fulfill their ministry for the first 3.5 years of the great 7-year tribulation period. Now, let me tell you something. Some of you have heard me teach this repeatedly since we've been here on and off. But for those of you who hadn't been here, it's going to be brand new for you. But here's the deal. When them two fellas come on the scene, the Bible said that they're going to do the very same miracles and the very same exploits that they wrought when they walked the earth before they were taken. What do you mean, Brother Jimmy? Well, the Bible says at their command, they'll be able to rain down fire out of heaven. At their command, they'll be able to shut up heaven that it rain not for whatever period of time they choose. Whatever else they decide to do, God says, it's wide open, fellas. If you feel like laying hands on someone and healing them, have at it. But the Bible says they're going to prophesy in sackcloth and ashes. So that tells me it's not going to be a happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy. It's not going to be a prosperous life. It's not going to say, they're not going to be saying, reach out all of you that's watching by way of television and put your hand on the screen.
Oh, happy Jesus.
No. It's going to be true blue.
Amen.
Furthermore, the Bible says that anybody, Sister Robin, in whatever fashion or form they choose, Brother Gene, that would decide to take their life before their time is ready, whether it be by way of a gun, a crossbow, or anything else you can think of, at the moment they pull the trigger, it's going to come back on them. Now that's divine protection. For 3.5 years, they're going to be untouchable. The Antichrist, he's going to be so mad, Brother Archie, he could chew nails and spit them out. Because no matter what he tries, he can't get rid of these nuisances that's going around and just thwarting his plans. Revelation 12:6. Chapter 12, verse 6. I'm just giving you some examples here of this time period that we're talking about. While this is going on with these two witnesses, Revelation 12:6 is speaking of Israel here as the woman. And the woman, or Israel, fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God that they should feed her 1,260 days. Again, that's 1,260 days or 3.5 years. Where are they going, Brother Jimmy? Well, the Bible tells us in another scripture, actually more than one scripture, that they're going to flee to the chief cities of Edom and Moab and Ammon. Today, biblical Edom is modern day Syria. And Moab and Ammon are modern day Jordan. These are the two cities they're going to flee to. And if memory serves me correctly, I believe that Petra is located in Edom. I'm not sure about that. It's been a while since I've gotten into that, but I believe it's Edom. Might be Moab. But these three cities are going to be a cities of refuge for the remnant of Israel, because we read it in Daniel where he said that the power of God's people will be dispersed by the Antichrist. And at that time, the Antichrist is going to think, Michelle, I've got it wrapped up. I've done what no other nation could do. I've done what no other king could do. I've busted up God's plans. The Bible says in another verse of Scripture, when you think you stand, take heed lest you fall. And God will once again fight for Israel. Again, we're zeroing in on this first 3.5 years. Now, go with me back to Daniel chapter 12, where we was at in verse 11. We're going to rehearse a couple of these verses again. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination which maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. This is simply 30 days later, and this will be the time that the Jews are going to be trained by none other than Jesus Christ to carry out those priestly duties. I don't know what that does for you, but that excites me when I read that. And if you want further proof of that, you can go to 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verses 2 through 4. God uses his word to connect the dots and let you know that there is a pattern And there's things that have to take place with priests, at least the Old Testament priests, and the way that it was set up by God before they can go forth and carry out their duties. Daniel chapter 12, verse 12 said, "Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days." This is an additional 45 days later. And this is the time that it will take Jesus Christ to judge between who will and who will not be allowed to enter into the 1,000-year reign. That's found in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31. 1 through 46, and what those verses of scripture, if you to recall to memory, Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he said, "The Lord will separate the sheep from the goats on that day, and he will say to them on his right hand to the sheep, 'Enter in, thou blessed of my Father, because I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was naked and you clothed me, and you came and visited me in the jail.'" And they're going to say, "Lord, when did we do all these things?" And he's going to say, "Inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me." But then the Bible said he's going to turn his attention on the goats on the left. And he's going to say, "Depart from me, ye wicked, cursed, into everlasting darkness. Because I was hungry and you fed me not. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was naked and you clothed me not. I was sick and afflicted and you visited me not." And they're going to say, "Lord, when did we ever see you like this and didn't minister on all these things unto you?" And he's going to say, "I tell you the truth, inasmuch as you did it not unto the least of these, my brethren, you did it not unto me." And he said, "These will go away into everlasting contempt, but the sheep into everlasting life." Now, what are you saying, Brother Jimmy? In those 45, those last 45 days, Jesus Christ going to judge the nations. Now, you've heard people, and I've made this statement myself many times. I've said, "Sister Paula, I don't understand why God just allows this to go on, especially when you hear about little babies and you hear about these terrible things. Why in the world is this? People just seem like they just skate right on by." But I got news for you tonight. They're not skating right on by, Brother Archie. There's coming a day. Remember what Jesus said? "Let the wheat and the tares grow together, and at the end of time, the Lord of the harvest will separate the two." Now, there's going to be a lot of politicians. I'm not going to name your party, so don't get nervous on me. There's going to be a lot of politicians who profess to be Catholic Christians. I don't have to name names. Who, while they're on television acting like they're a Christian, their speech betrays them. They use them curse words right there on their show, right there on their radio program. There's going to be a lot of preachers on that day as well, Brother Archie. It's going to stand before Jesus Christ. And they're going to be in utter shock. Brother Mark, when he looks at them and says, "Depart from me, you cursed, I know you not." That's why it's vehemently, vehemently important to get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from the Lord. I took it serious when I was a youngster. When Pastor Bruce Brooks, I heard him say many times, "This is a serious call. This is a serious position." I didn't understand it back then, Brother Tom. I was just a little young guy. I didn't know anything about preaching, singing, or any of that. As far as the anointing went, I sang. My family always sang. But I didn't know what the anointing was at that time. I didn't find out what the anointing was until I was 16 years old. And it hit me like a rocket. And Sister Robin, what hit me? I mean, it scared me to death. All I know is I was up singing, and my voice went from here to here. And when that happened, Brother Mark, people were dancing in the aisle, right? And this is at Brother Larry Thomas' church. And I was looking around thinking, what in the world is going on? I didn't even know that they were responding to the anointing. I thought something happened. I didn't know what was going on. I had several people come to me after, so I said, "Boy, the Holy Ghost was on you." I said, "What?" I bet my face turned white as a sheet. I didn't know what was going on. I'm being honest. I'm not just trying to be funny. I'm being honest. I didn't understand what it was, Brother Archie. Never had that happen to me before. And when Brother Bruce Brooks, when I was a little tot, made that statement, the very first time I heard it, he said, "There are many who are mommy called and daddy sent." God didn't call them. Another scripture, when Jesus was talking about separating them, and his disciples were a little confused about that, he said, "For I tell you the truth, many are called, but few are chosen." So the next time you're scratching your head and you're trying to think, "Well, what's going on here? There's all these pastors all over the the county. There's all these pastors all over the nations, and some of them got these big monstrosity mega churches, and you see the people, when they give an altar call, half the church is ready to get saved. We have a church service here. Ray, ask people to raise their hand to be saved, and you'll hardly see a hand go up. I'm thinking, now, Lord, what am I doing wrong? I'm telling you what it is. People jump on the bandwagon. It's become a show. It's become something theatrical. I believe in old-time religion, folks, and I'm not about to change. I believe it the old-time way. I believe in order to be strong, you have to dwell amongst the strong. And I believe if you go looking for trouble, you'll certainly find it. But if we'll stay in the confines of God's word, and if we will get ourselves, as David told Solomon, get to yourself wisdom and understanding. He, in another verse, he said, bind it as forefronts among thy forehead and burn it on your heart. Let it hang off of you. In other words, as a constant reminder, let the Holy Scripture, he said in another place, meditate upon the Lord. Meditate upon the Scriptures. King David said, I encourage my own self in the Lord. Sometimes I don't need Brother Archie to encourage me. Sometimes I don't need Sister Crystal to encourage me. All I got to do is remember the promises of God's word, and I can receive the strength that I need for that time or that thing that I'm going through. But honey, I can't receive that strength. I like what Sister Shahira said, and I'm glad God's challenged her. I can't receive that strength if I'm lazy. If every other book in the world becomes more important than God's word. If all my degrees, which I have none, become more important to me, Sister Wanda, than memorizing God's word. I've got it backward.
Amen.
Thank God for great minds like Clarence Larkin. Ever heard that name? Now the hand went up. Let me tell you about Clarence Larkin back in the 1800s. He was one of the forerunners of eschatology. Eschatology is the study of end time prophecy. Okay? Follow me? Jack Van Impe, anybody heard of him? John Hagee, anybody heard of him? There's a whole lot more. Tim LaHaye, on and on, Jerry Jenkins. You know where these fellas got their information from? People like Clarence Larkin. And you know where Clarence Larkin got it from? God Almighty. How do you know that, Brother Jimmy? Because I just read it to you. He said, but go thy way, Daniel. Go thy way till the end be. For thou shalt rest and shalt stand in thy lot at the end of the days. It wasn't for Daniel's time. It's for our time. How many times have you heard Pastor Jimmy say that, try to get you jump started to realize the time clock? All these things have unfolded since the early 1900s. And since Clarence Larkin and some of his proteges like him back then, great men of God come along like Dr. Jack Van Impe, Pastor John Hagee, Tim LaHaye, different ones, and have built on another man's foundation. And God, here a little, there a little, has unfolded the mysteries of the book of Daniel. And anybody that's willing to get into the Word of God and just simply study can see now, with all the different resources we have at our fingertips, just how close we are. Those of you that went through us, and I'll close with this thought. Those of you that went to with us to the Creation Museum, you've probably seen the same plaque I seen. It said at that time, whenever they made the plaque, over 500 prophecies from the Word of God have already been fulfilled.
We hope you've been blessed by today's message by Pastor Jimmy Haney and Fairborn Full Gospel Tabernacle. Pastor Jimmy and the congregation would like to invite you to visit with them in service at 2528 National Road in Fairborn, Ohio. We will see you again right here next week.
Saved by grace. His love.
changed me. And I no longer have to live my life in vain. Cause I'm here to sing.
Ooh, baby, thank you for listening to HLE Radio, located in the Christian country music capital of the world, Jennings, Louisiana, baby.